Hi, everybody. Mary Sue, thank you for asking me to share. It's a great honor because I consider this meeting kind of the alpha omega of OA meetings. I mean, this is not OA 101. Everybody here is very advanced, and I always get a lot of are you okay? I always get a lot of really a lot of good help from the shares in this meeting. So thank you, Mary Sue. I think I'm going to live to be 150 years old because I procrastinate for long, long periods of time, to kind of like do things. So all that fiddling around and negotiating and not really admitting I had a problem and oh, I can diet my way out of this and I've never really had a Well, I always knew I had a food issue, but I never recognized it in any way, the way I have come to recognize it in OA. And but I think I've been in pro I don't know how long I've been in program, 15 years, seven, I don't know, I don't remember when I came in, but it was, let's say, a couple of decades. I'm just guessing, if I were really honest. And that was another thing I had a hard time being was honest. What does that mean? I didn't really get it. But I always suspected that avoiding facing who I really was not a very productive or useful behavior. And so I went through a couple of sponsors. They were great. Some of them dumped me. Some of them I said, well, I think I'm going to move along. I mean, there was never a negative. Oh, maybe one. I had one sponsor that was like, I don't know what possessed me. I guess I was out of anyway, she was really tough. I mean, she was really tough, and she didn't make me feel good at all. And it took me a long time to sort of get over how she made me feel. But anyway, so where are we? What are we doing? Where am I? What has my experience been? If that can be of any help to anybody, I would be so grateful to be able to be of service. My sister was in AA for 28 years, sober. And I used to go to Washington, D.C. and stay with her and her husband and go to meetings with her. This is like, in the Pleistocene age. I didn't know what all this was. And but I got a taste of what a 12-step recovery process looked like. And I watched my sister, who really attained a state of grace. And I saw how her kind of loving spiritual acceptance and surrender of her alcoholism into being a sober woman. Because I saw both of those people, and having her watching her go through AA, I got my sister back. I got my sister back. But then God took her home early. Because she got leukemia and died at 66. And, I don't know. I've just sort of never gotten over it. But she was my model and she was my inspiration. And after a long period of being a caregiver for my husband who had cancer, I dealt with all of that by nonstop eating. I mean, just binging all the time. Watching the person I love die in front of my eyes, up sometimes 24 hours a day with him, as even though we had nurses, I basically was the last man standing. And I gained 70 pounds in 3 years, 70 pounds. And I became obese. And I had never been obese in my life because I had just kept dieting and controlling my weight and my presence in with people, I just Oh, I was never going to be obese. It's not going to happen to me. But it did happen to me. And I really fell into a dark hole that I had never. First of all, I lost the man I loved, who really was this the savior for my life in so many ways. But I just went to a place that I didn't know who I was anymore. Well, here's the thing. I was always a perfect play acting. You never knew all the fears and demons that I had inside. No. You weren't going to see that. I was the people pleasing queen of the world. And I lost all of that. I became obese, so way, way, way over 200 pounds, and and I'm not very tall. And I didn't know. Well, that's when I walked into OA. Because, well, that's when I walked into OA. But then I successfully managed to not really commit myself to OA, to not surrender, to not face the truth. And I didn't do the steps for a long time. I just didn't do them. You know why I didn't do them? Because I knew if I did the steps, I wouldn't need food anymore, and I had no idea how I was going to live without food. Food was my comforter. Food was my everything. Food, actually, even though I didn't realize it, was a higher power to me. It was my end all be all. And I could not imagine living without it. So I thought, well, if I don't do the steps, I'll never recover and I won't have this problem. I mean, can you imagine how sick that is? Well, I finally got so sick and tired of negotiating and failing. No, I never left the meetings. I went to meetings. I always went to meetings. I showed up and did service. I was an intergroup rep. I mean, I did all the outer things, but I never really started working on the inside until I just couldn't stand it anymore. Just couldn't stand it anymore. And, I finally said, I don't want to do, and I did do the steps and had a great sponsor help me. But it felt like homework. It felt like, well, I got to do this and then I got to do that. And I know we talk about trudging the happy road of destiny. I thought it was drudgery, and it was like homework, and I didn't like it. Yeah, I got a lot out of things that I had never discovered before, like the fourth step, that whole notion of what was my part in it. I had never thought about that in my life. What do you mean? What do you mean, what was my part in it? That guy was a jerk and he did. But then when I looked at that fourth column, which never in my life, even if I had been to a shrink, they didn't talk about that. And I did do that at some point. So yes, doing the steps was a real eye-opener. But I knew there was something more, and I didn't know how to get it. I wanted to fill up the black hole in my heart, and I didn't want to fill it up with food, and I didn't know how to do that. I didn't know really. Although I've always believed in God, I've always been to church, baptized and had confirmation, married, burials. I've always been a church-going person. Now, that was never a problem for me. But to know God in the way that OA and 12-step recovery helps us see God and be with God and accept God and surrender to God is something that I never learned in church. And I've learned it here, and I got to the point where that's what's missing for me, is a spiritual life, a surrender to a spiritual higher power. How can I get that in my life? How can I do that? So I found a sponsor who I considered very spiritual and very strong, and she immediately said, "You can't do it. You can't do it. It happens to you." I said, "Well, what does that mean? Well, what do you mean it happens to you? Well, and so she just kept telling that to me and, giving me assignments, and they were all spiritually based assignments, questions to answer that were based on having a deep spiritual life. And she's still my sponsor. I absolutely love and adore her. We respect each other. She has shown so much to me. And if she's helped me, how's my time? So she's also opened the door for me to expand my exploration of my spiritual life. And so I listen to podcasts from all over the country, even from places in England that are so, they're all OA, they're all 12 step, they're AA, they're not at all some, goofy off the chart thing at all. It's completely AA and OA. But I'm listening to more and more podcasts and going to some events. I don't know, what do you call them? Webinar. I don't know, things. And I've even gone through the steps again. And I've gone through the steps again, all based on spiritual support, not homework. Doing the steps in the embrace of a God who loves me, forgives me, loves me unconditionally, and has taught me, especially in step five, to confess the horrors that I have done to myself all my life. The cruelty to myself, the judgment, the criticisms, the brutality, the self-hatred. I'm no good. I have beyond low self-esteem. You'd never know it. What? Covered it up. And I don't have those feelings anymore. I don't have those thoughts anymore. Now, they might seep into other places in the life, but the fears they really have dissipated into almost nothing. And here's the amazing thing. I don't think about food all the time. My day was 24/7, 52 weeks a year, 12 months a year, food, food, food. And now, because I love myself with that intention that God has of loving me, it helps me love others, be of service. It helps me not need to overeat and binge. It helps me love myself enough to eat healthful food and take care of myself. And I'm getting old. I mean, I'm in the last lap here, so I'm not 25 years old anymore and I can continue to procrastinate. So I never thought I'd ever get to a place where I would say that I'm not obsessed with food all day, every day. Of course, I fall off a little bit and I'll eat a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's not really as healthful as it might be, but it's not a killer. So I don't know where we're going, but I think we're good, aren't we, Mary Sue? I think I've talked long enough. But anyway, I love my life and I love life in OA and I love life with 12-step recovery. And I wouldn't want to live any other way. And I want my spiritual life to deepen more and more and more and more until I am free, free to be just his child. So thank you for letting me share.